Howdy once again, my friends. George Rodriguez, El Conservador, on KLUP 930 AM radio. The Answer here in San Antonio. And we've got a new guest, Mr. Alan Wall, who is an author of a pamphlet on human trafficking that I picked up not too long ago. I wanted to get him on the show because human trafficking continues to be a big problem, a big issue, along with all the crime and criminals that are coming across the border, along with the fentanyl and just the general invasion that we've got going on. So, Alan, welcome to the show. Thank you for taking time to be with us. Talk to us. Tell me why. How did you why did you write this pamphlet, and how did you get involved?
Well, I write blog entries for the U.S. Incorporated website, which I've seen your work there too as well. That's where I enjoyed reading your work. And well, the CEO, Isabel Lyman, she commissioned me to write this booklet. And it's actually the third edition of the booklet that this organization has made. So she asked me to write this edition, which is the third edition, which, by the way, is a free of charge to anybody who wants it. You can order it at an email. Just write an email, and it'll be sent to you free of charge. So she asked me to write this and commissioned it. It was my summer project, so I worked on it. And, of course, we know how the mainstream media is. They don't really report on a lot of things like this. So I had to get a lot of my information from local news sources because these were stories about people who had been victimized by illegal immigration. And so, you know, they're not going to advertise that on the mainstream media. So you go into local news stories, you can find more information about it. And it was very, it's not pleasant reading, you know, as you may guess. It's not pleasant reading, but it is a big problem that our country is facing, and which is actually getting worse now. But it's, you know, people need to know about it and the gravity of what is happening.
Let me ask you, is the trafficking that goes on, tell the audience, if the trafficking that goes on, does it go in both directions, from the U.S. to Mexico and from Mexico to the U.S.?
Well, yes. I mean, it's a big problem all over. And you think about, San Antonio, for example. You know, you've got I-35, you've got I-10, and so it's a perfect hub for human trafficking and other types of smuggling. And so, and it goes right down to Laredo, you know. Mm-hmm. So this is, and a lot of cities are like that. You know, you've got all these connections here, and so it's just a horrible underbelly of something that's going, and really, if you think of it, the human trafficking, it's really a modern form of slavery, and a lot of horrible things that go on.
Can you give us a couple of examples, a couple of stories that you learned while you were doing your research?
Well, my research was mostly about stories. It would be stories like about people who were victimized, killed by illegal aliens. And what I found out, there's a common pattern that just keeps popping up again and again. You'll have somebody comes here illegally, and he might be deported once or twice, but he comes back, and he gets in trouble for other things too. You know, he'll get in trouble for like other violent actions or different crimes, and for some reason he keeps getting released. It's just so frustrating to see this happening. He'll get released again and again, and some really terrible stories, you know, about people who were victims. Some of them were immigrants themselves, you know, who were victims of these people.
That's very, very interesting, because we have discovered that here in San Antonio, we have a district attorney that was elected with George Soros' money.
Oh,
and the district attorney has been
right
meeting.
There, yeah.
Yeah, the district attorney has been meeting with a leftist group, also funded by George Soros and the Obama folks, a group called TOP. And this group, TOP, we have found out that they will bail out repeat offenders. And some of these repeat offenders have committed crimes, have gone back and, you know, raped somebody or assaulted somebody, committed a theft, whatever. It's very, very interesting how, you know, these folks encourage criminal activity.
Oh, exactly. It's terrible. Yes.
So this is a pattern. You're saying that, you know, it's not just an isolated situation that, you know, where we've got a rogue district attorney. You think that this is a pattern across the country?
Yes, it is. It's a pattern, and it happens again and again. And these stories, I have 16 little stories, and they're 400 words long. So if you get the booklet, it's easy reading in the sense that they're very short essays. It's difficult reading in such, you know, horrible stories. Like, I had one story about an immigrant from Cuba who was murdered by another immigrant from Cuba. And actually, she changed her name to America when she became a citizen. And she was killed by this other immigrant from Cuba who, he was just a psycho. I mean, this guy was a psycho, and he kept getting out. You know, it's just amazing. These people, they're not deported, or they're not, you know, detained longer. And, of course, we have these sanctuary cities and sanctuary states and sanctuary counties, and that adds to the problem. And in a way, it's kind of a preview of what's going to happen to to the whole country if, you know, the Biden administration policies continue.
Oh, isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? Buddy, tell the folks how they can, again, tell them where they can get the pamphlet and how they can get a hold of it.
Well, you write to, okay, I'll just give you the email address. IZZY, that's Izzy, no capital letters, just IZZY, at usinc.org. So that would be usinc.org.
Got you. And all they have to do is just ask for a pamphlet, and they'll get it, huh?
Right. It's the victims. You could call it the victims booklet or the victims victims of illegal immigration. Well, she'll know, you know, when she gets it. It's and it's being distributed, like I say, free of charge. And I think it's very useful for people. Well, for anybody, but also for people maybe who aren't really in the know on this yet, to educate them about, you know, what is happening.
And there are a lot of politicians that need to be educated, folks.
Oh, yeah, they're first in line, those guys, yes.
There are a lot. We've been speaking with our good friend Alan Wall, who is a who has written a pamphlet about human trafficking and the crime, the victims of illegal alien human trafficking. Alan, thank you very, very much for taking time to be with us, and we look forward to chatting with you again.
Well, thank you. It's a great honor to be on your show. I appreciate your work.
Thank you very much. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador.